First, I'd like to welcome those priests, your pastors, deacons, religious women, those on staff as catechists in the parishes of our diocese to gather here on this, the first weekend of the season of Lent, for our opportunity of the rite of election. It's worth noting that the first real Lenten observers were not Christians, so to speak, but pagans on the way to become Christians. They were learners, or neophytes, or catechumens, as we might call them, who publicly wore sackcloth and ashes and lived the days before Easter as open and humble and repentant sinners. But somewhere in those first years of the church, the centuries, the Christians who had been lifelong Christians, cradle Catholics, a term not used but applicable at that time, were struck by the joy and the peace of those just baptized. They longed for that experience. You who have been in preparation to receive these sacraments, to be received in the church, do so with a spirit, I hope, of joy and gratitude. Chances are you have been inspired by the example of family members or friends who have been with you on this path. Much like those earlier centuries of the church, those lifelong Christians decided that they too would join in this preparation, those 40 days as repentant sinners. They believed it would rekindle their faith, give them an opportunity to make amends for their lukewarm approach to living the faith, and again experience that joy of discovering Christ for the first time as an adult. The gospel, we heard, will be read in all the churches throughout the world tomorrow. Ever since the 5th century, we've heard the accounts of the temptations of Jesus. This weekend, this year, it is from Luke. And all these centuries later, as you gather in this cathedral, but then to return to your parishes, those words of the gospel guide us in this moment, not just because you are gearing up for the rite or for the Easter vigil, but the goal is the lifelong committed Catholic Christian. When you hear this gospel, you might be tempted to think that those struggles that were presented to Jesus by the devil may not apply to our lives. And yet probably in this complicated time in which we live, one of the greatest areas we neglect is the inner life, that quiet time we spend with the Lord. So often people are exhausted when they come home from work or from school, the bombardment of technology. And as you prepare to receive these sacraments, led by your catechists and your teachers, God willing, you've come to appreciate how important it is to nurture that inner life with a relationship with Christ who has called you to this moment. We must also resist the temptation to hold on to the emotional baggage, perhaps the sins of our past life. It is so essential for us to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as Redeemer, who offers us his mercy. The church must always be rich in its mercy, for we live in a society that permits everything and forgives nothing. But Christ, who has drawn you, who has called you, is merciful. Finally, we must resist the temptation to think that somehow we are better than others. And if anything good will come from the bad things that have been happening in our church, it is a greater sense of humility to trust in God, in his mercy, and in the gift of his Son, who is our Lord and Savior. In this rite of election, and for those who will be receiving the sacraments who may have been baptized Catholic, but now to receive Eucharist and confirmation, you belong to Jesus Christ. You take on in a very deeper way the name Christian that may have been taken for granted in your early years. And it is your name and your identity that joins you with all the baptized in the church, not just in Eastern Washington, but the church throughout the world, the universal church. As Christian, you are drawn into the identity of Christ, whose person resisted the temptation in the desert and triumphed over sin. Please know, as you take on the name Catholic Christian, you have been chosen, and you are chosen to remain in Jesus Christ as branches on a vine, so that you may bear fruit. As good and perhaps as blessed as your life has been to this moment, your life will now be complete. As Jesus said, may your joy be in you and your joy may be complete. So I thank you for this courageous endeavor, but please know you will require prayers in the years ahead. Your example, God willing, will inspire another generation. And I thank all those who have been a part of this journey and will continue to do so in the Lenten season. And let us pray that the Easter celebration, when you enter in full communion with our faith or to receive those sacraments, may bring in your life and in those you love a renewed sense of joy, peace, and hope.